Tuanin Skak, Don Se Mio Kiksipayo. Welcome, Kitam Skatna Wow, to another edition of Coffee and Cree. Pigatewa Poye Guatnehewe Win. Right here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, I bring you a special guest every single Sunday morning. And this week's guest has driven all the way from Slave Lake, Alberta, Northern Alberta, to join us, Shirley Lazarus. Kitam Skatin, Shirley.
Thank you. Hi, hi.
First off, maybe introduce yourself. Let the listeners know where you learned the language and things like that and where you're originally from.
Waterhen Lake, Saskatchewan, Sihkatu, Sihkip Sagaigan, originally Utuhtian, Igua Aspinosaka. So that's my first language. Mama watin stami guanan ma big screen. Kamatik sknamak siyan muno tikskiti na puipiak muniao big screen.
You never spoke English.
Not even one word. I didn't understand one word of English when I started school.
Namwats, that's very, that word right there is Saskatchewan right to
yeah,
me, right?
I know, eh? People in Slave Lake always know I'm not originally from there. They'll say, Tanti Utikia, you must be from Saskatchewan.
Yeah, right? When they catch you saying Teniki, right? Teniki too, right? That's another Saskatchewan thank you, right? So, you know, we were talking, off air a little bit in the introductions, and you spent a lot of years in the healthcare industry, and I find that amazing.
I'm a retired registered nurse. Maskiki was squiwayan. Stumta no aski igwa. 1989, I graduated. Regina ote.
Oh, I'm dagake.
Spigwa utiga bispitian. 30 years igwa, yayayan uti Alberta. Igwa ngia hatuskan uti. Like in different places, like Onion Lake, Ationgetuskanukti, like a little over a year. Home care. Spigo Kaukagi Giwi on Slave Lake, about the year that fire started, 2010 Pagakam, Ikutananto, Kaungi Pigiwan to Slave Lake. And I decided to work in the northern communities because Slave Lake is surrounded by native communities.
Yeah, lots of native communities. I know lots of people up there, beautiful people up there.
Datuskan, yeah, Kiwit Nukniti, Red Earth, Igwa, Peerless Trout, Ikting, Getuskan, Spigwa, Muistas, Getuskan, Drift Palikti, 7 years in Getuskan, a home care nurse.
So I thought we would maybe we'll start off the first segment here with some nursing and care, kind of, I guess. Caring words, right? I think that would be a great way to start. So if we were to say a nurse, what I think you already said that already.
Maskiki usku is a nurse.
So a medicine woman.
Yes.
Right?
Igwa a doctor is
Maskiki.
Maskiki
wino.
Maskiki wino.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's all right. No reason to be nervous.
Maskiki wino, igwa maskiki usku.
Yeah, so basically a doctoring medicine man, but not in the traditional concept, right? And then when someone is sick, how would we say that someone is a sick person?
Oh, yakusit.
Yakusit. So that's again kind of taking that akus as the root of that word, right? I know. Okay, so yakusit. And then to help, like just to help. You know, we hear this in ceremony too sometimes. What is the Nehewe when we're to help someone?
Tawitsi hatawiyak.
Tawitsi hatawiyak.
Tihmana, they say, kanisuh kamatin, but it's more like I'll help you do something together. But to help someone if they're sick, kawitsi hatawiyak.
So you're speaking so you're kind of speaking in the third person, right? Where you're like helping other people, right?
Maya matihu, like if you take the word apart, they're feeling bad. That's the translation.
To feel bad.
Feeling unwell.
It's feeling unwell, right? And then if we're just to look after someone, or say you're looking after somebody. You're looking. How would we say that?
Tanagati matawiyak umakamaya matihut is looking after somebody who is sick.
Okay, and then do we sometimes we don't have traditional words for certain things, and we have to describe them and whatnot in the Hiawe Win. So we use the word. You use the word home care earlier. So if we were going to try to phrase that.
I'm not sure what the word for home care would be. Maga awiak wige kaya kanagatimat ay tamaski kiwiskwiwin. That's the closest I can get to
okay.
it. I don't know if there is a word for home care nurse.
Mm-hmm. Again, because because it's kind of, you know, it's...
And like there's words that come with nursing tasko to awiak kandawap matuma home care. Like you talk to them about maskihki, which is their medicine. Tansige sutnahkik, how to take their medicine.
Mm.
And then vital signs like blood pressure.
Mm.
You know, you got to explain to them, kimihkumisuhkikutik, that's high blood pressure.
Okay.
Pugukautna maniguana makimihkumisuhkikutik, right? Your blood pressure is high.
Now you got my brain working right now. I love it. So, you know, if we're talking about sugar levels, you've obviously had to deal with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's another one. Like, there is no word for it, but you have to make up one. And I know that my mother was a diabetic, and she used to say, "Isiun ganas pinyan." It means it's like a sugar disease.
Oh, okay.
That's the closest, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Siun ganas pinyan is diabetes.
Again, so ingan as the root of that word being sugar, right?
Yeah.
With your sugar levels.
Yeah, and when she'd say, my blood sugar is high, she'd say, ispaki pait siungan nimihkumik.
Mm. Okay.
Like the sugar in my blood has gone high.
Oh.
That she would say that because she was like diabetic. I learned a lot of my Cree from my mom. She was the one who, you know, taught me and just pretty much made up words, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You know, I would say, tansumakai sihkatin, what would you call this? Kigwayin man ma, like, what is that?
Tansumakai
sihkatin ma, what would you call this? And then she would think, and then, you know, I would, like, try to remember those words so I could use those in the future, you know, ksisa.
And here we are, using the words, right? Oh, amazing. Tagahke miyasin. Once again, chatting with Shirley Lazarick from up in northern Alberta, originally from Saskatchewan. And we will be right back with more Pigatewa Poi Egwa.
Nihia we win.